It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Good morning. This is the Sacramento Brief, your weekday roundup of overnight headlines and what's ahead across the city. I'm Carol. It's Monday, October 20th, 2025. Let's get you caught up. In news, just before midnight Friday, Sacramento police were called to the 7700 block of 51st Avenue after reports of gunfire. Officers found a man suffering from at least one gunshot wound and performed CPR, but the victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Homicide detectives are now working the investigation, and no suspect or victim details have been released. According to the Sacramento County Sheriff's X page, yesterday afternoon, Sacramento County deputies responded to a deadly assault at the Jack in the Box on Marconi Avenue. A man was found unresponsive after a fight and later died at the hospital. One man was detained and released, and homicide detectives have taken over the investigation and are asking the public help with additional information. In City Watch, this weekend's Sac State homecoming was one for the record books. A sellout crowd packed the stands, the largest homecoming turnout in Sac State history, as the Hornets battled Northern Colorado in a Big Sky thriller. After a back-and-forth game, Sac State surged in the fourth quarter, sealing the 40-35 victory, sending the green and gold faithful into a frenzy. As a proud alum, I can tell you that the electric roar wasn't just for the win. It was what it means to be part of the Hornet legacy. Saturday night, Sac State reminded everyone, Hornet pride doesn't fade. It stings stronger every season. In weather today, we'll have a high of 80 and sunny. Getting around town. As a reminder, westbound I-80 to the eastbound 50 connector is closed through this evening at 6 p.m., so plan an alternate route. Drivers heading to the Sacramento airport should also expect nighttime lane closures on Airport Boulevard between Interstate 5 and the airport for ongoing roadwork improvements. Work continues from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. through October 30th, with one lane closed in each direction. So plan ahead and follow posted detours. SACRT is saying thank you to its riders with free rides system-wide tomorrow, Tuesday, October 21st. All SACRT buses, light rail, and SACRT Go paratransit services will be free all day. No ticket or pass is needed. It's part of Customer Appreciation Month, featuring pop-up events, giveaways, and a chance to ride along with General Manager Henry Lee on the Blue Line. Celebrate with SACRT and enjoy your free ride tomorrow. In events, don't forget the Sacramento Vegan Chef Challenge continues and runs through the end of this week at restaurants across the city. Local chefs are serving up creative plant-based dishes for everyone to enjoy, no matter your diet. So dine, vote, and share your favorites by tagging at Sac Vegan Chef Challenge. It's a flavorful way to celebrate the community and compassion this October. So get out there and enjoy some of those dishes. That's all for today's Sacramento Brief. You'll find the links to today's events in the show notes. I'm Carol. Thank you for trusting me with your morning. Be safe, stay sharp, and I'll see you tomorrow.